Let me just ask this question. What is the music? What is the music? Is there any good music? Is there any ungood music? But here we come go by the grace. We got a phone number. We communicate the arena. Phone number is 073-269-2731. WhatsApp here we na 083-289-4658. Today, happy Friday music. Yeah.
Ya le ho di mo hey ke ena tsila ya nnete Jesu yo ke ena tsila hey ya ho ya le ho di mo Jesu yo what's up Naki tsamaile le mafatri ka mihuta ga ona naki nya katsila ya huya le bodimo ki hwedi che basani babo file ni noka ka mamanta a di hulu he ba opela ba be ba betha le siku he ba opela ba be ba chikele kai kuitisha kare na batu bana ba ya lwala na cho abalwa babe ba phone la mudi ba mucha ka matata hey alwasa just you just so you everybody was kirita uya le loko la chu takia na zila hey you just so you I just saw you in the field. Now we are the home. Like a city, Chippee. Now, who am I? Hey, Fama Karena batu bana ba ya lwa ba tamcho abalwa ba be ba phone la mudi ba mucha ka matata hey all the folks in the tight I just saw your heart up everybody you reach us so your welcome I tau ya le nokola chuta kia wash
Thank you, Peter Jimmy. Ka
kamo garibeni banna le basari baswale bana ba banyani hey ba opela ba le ba imbishi tse matsogo ba tswale tshi maso ba rapela ka malimi ba ri chop 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 ile dei butisha karina batho bana ba ya lwala nang le tshula re hona batho bana ha ba lwale Everybody, solo.
Today on the studio is very what? Yeah, but we need, yeah, now it's 15:44. Yeah, Central African side, Mahaya Journal, the Governor of the year, Studio Sarina, some Mamurata, UBG, if you want to be now, you are listening to by the great society, the decision that bring hope to your heart, to your soul, a decision that bring you, a soul, the hope, the heart. Yeah, Mahai Sun and the Philippine, let's get the word of God. The word of God says lesson from the book of Psalm 150. Psalm 150 says, Hallelujah, Return Morena, Hallelujah, Return Morena, Chocho, Jeribusang Moya, Hankeli Rete Jehovah, each and everything, Yebusang Moya, I Rete Jehovah. Bar ukamureta kama kupela ni pala, ukamulite, ukamureta kalili, chole ni pala pala, ukamureta kaya mweli ya mwe. Okay, kuma vene arbuli la kaureta, mwenda mureta kai. Kali kope, ikaba ka kopelo, ikaba ka uminela, ya dipende ruwana ukanya ka umureta kai. Afrika mase, ukachuna ini na nakala mbo. Oh, by the grace, Radio War, WW Radio, by the grace of today, kabara vule la kaiwana mino, chile chimo mu Afrika mu chile ore, chile ka onaga mo officing ya, uka chuna ini wan chile sa, if you are just driving, you are on the traffic, oh sorry, ranwe na anamu by the grace, by the grace. By the Grace Radio number 3, Shereke Street, Rabba Reed. Okay. Uri Bisalome. Uri Jafita Mupunye Bisalome. Armurena Tumidishuaka. Nkeka stroke. Unkuta Misha Mafilong Amadala Ankisa Messing Amakucho Alapulusa Moyawaka. Hallelujah. So about my issue, it isn't anything to try to talk about here. I'll praise them, Jimu. I hear a couple of them, you know. But you can't praise while you're talking about the music. You can't praise God. Okay, let me just put it in this way. The praise is a mino is a part of praise. Very good to hear someone like a mino, Tabarbula like a Yoratawaya, who praise them, the Murtabari, Tata. If you want to hear more, Tawalabala, Tawalina, the guest arena, Jerry Tabaruka, Mino, Baruti, Gamuka is a pastor, Tawaliana, a pastor, Tawaliana, a vocalist, Tawalavuya, conversation in some Mamu Raja, Africa, Borogabara, Mahesh. 13 minutes to 4 o'clock is a Central African time. Ernabila Chola Pilga, Nasila Ye, Sarasa Chola Pilga, Mino, Strength, Heal and Chow.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you are just tuned in now, you are listening to By the Grace Radio. You can tune in now at www.bythegrace.org. That's the radio. This music am I playing now? Is it wrong? Or is that good? Not to play a gospel is a good thing or wrong? As I'm a Christian, for me to play R&B, is it wrong or right? For me to play a house, is it good or right? What is good in music? What is right in music? Which music of young people we should prefer to listen? All the questions that are very answering you are now more by the great Matthew. The purpose of this show. Each and everyone in accommodator.
I'm
Africa will rock up a part of by the Grace of Radio. We are standing here and shouting the name of Jesus. tsena ke favor of kantio ke tsena tsela pele dipuiso tsela ne re re budisana ka bo music what Ronald Botswana mala DJ as a pastor as a worshipper and over and for la don so Botswana mala di out together
yes
okay Botswana mala di ma I'm not sure ka wena even though the strategy about can you briefly just
KK Malaji, my full name is Kolosel Kili Malaji. So a lot of people sometimes mistaken me when I say KK and they think correct. Maybe I'm just taking the KK from the Mubango. So I always remind them, they don't know. Every time when I introduce myself, I say KK, Mara, not KK or Mubango. So my name is Kolosel Kili Malaji. I was born and bred in Bulawayo in a village called Awane. That's where I was born. That's where everything began to happen when the North called me. Although when I was young, there were some signs and some experiences that I was facing, you know, the dreams, the vision, but they didn't make sense up until I grew up around the age of 2009. That's when I really got to accept the call and begin to function in the call of evangelism and more into pastoral ministry. And as the ministry grew further, I started also to do the motivational talking to high school, to companies, you know, personal branding, business coach, those kind of things, and that's what most of the time I'm currently doing.
Okay, what was the challenge still in Taganalichona? Arita Motere, where you get the calling from God, the Automoka, Yeregam Mergomujimu?
Well, some of the challenges, normal challenges that every call will need is that immediately when you accept the call, in fact, even before that, you know, there is that thing when you feel that. The your call upon your life, and when you see and when you experience the Lord, God is calling you into deep ministry. The first thing that will really challenge you is how am I even sure that it's God who called me? And then you struggle with those inner voices. How am I going to start? What will people say? You know. Some people will say, no, these guys were chabao, uberega, and then banyaga, get chalete jabab. Those are some of the things that people would say, you know, especially way back then, when I was just going into ministry in 2009. I started having those challenges, where do I start? I didn't know anyone, I didn't have a pulpit. I didn't have a ministry, a microphone or whatsoever. And then, I was even young, very young, and I didn't know who is going to trust me or not. This man can really can pray for people and can do whatever. It was quite a challenge to start there, but I just saw God opening doors, God connecting me with people who gave me their platforms, even people like Boom Mama Bolo on the later stage. Those were the people who were giving me their platforms, and that's where I really got to establish this unit.
Okay. I just want to ask you a question, Yana. Ojo ana monya na le sobule din before ga ya raga ya ho le pasa mana di so you said you mentioned something your ba to ba re le jo u go go gere ga yo you see so don senior le jo go go gere ga le jo u tsere ke tsala ya yes of course even last year ke le ka go bulo le ka kwa ke kwele ba bolla ka mo muruti bar na ke manyo a arasano ka bo ei ke ba go ba sebela ba tsere ke dala so you see ba ba tsere ke dala ba go ba nya ka dijo 1 2 3 1 2 3 so that thing you say ka mora mentality of us so what can you say about that because ei
unfortunately that thing that mentality comes from the world, and then now it has crept even into the body of Christ inside the church. You will find even some people who will say, "Yeah, no, Maruti wa gwa fauvereka." And then you must understand something. Everyone should understand something. Our callings, Jabato, they are different. We are called to do the same thing, mara, in different ways. Now, there are some people who will go to work in the secular world, what we call in the secular world, who will go and then work for a certain company. And then so that they can get money from that specific company. And then and that's when they will take care of themselves and take care of the ministry. It's a call, it's a function, and it's a level. And there are those who will be called and they will start businesses. And through those businesses, they will get money to sustain themselves and also to sustain the ministry. There is this other part that because of the amount of work, they cannot concentrate on business. Even if they start businesses, they cannot concentrate on business. God does, let me put it very quite well, God does not want them to work under a specific service. And, you know, I hear people say, no, they are lazy. If you go to somebody who does deliverance, if you go to somebody who, there are people who actually have an office. Every day, there are people who are coming there, they conduct deliverance, they do quite a lot of things. They do personal coaching, they do this and that to their church. I mean, you find the person, maybe the person has 300 to 500 members. Almost every day, there's somebody who wants to see him, you know, counseling, deliverance, people are going through stuff. Marriage counseling, funerals, that now, that is work. And according to the Bible, such kind of people, they eat from the tithes and the offerings. And you know, you don't have to argue on there. You cannot argue. If you want to argue, we'll argue with them. You read the Levites, about the Levites. These are the people who were solemnly dedicated to the work of God. They were working in the sanctuary. It was work. They will wake up in the morning, rise up and go to the sanctuary and begin to offer sacrifices. People will be coming. That is work.
Yeah.
And it depends. You know, you can't say everyone should work at a company. It would be ignorant.
It would be ignorant
to say that. So, however, the thing that we really don't encourage is that somebody maybe will just say maybe they have 2-3 members and then they are burdening the members with the givings and the tithings and all those stuff. Then that one is another thing because now it's another thing. But if the work really grows, the work is really demanding, every day this man has to wake up at 4 a.m., he has to come back home 9, 10 p.m., according to me, that is work.
Yeah.
So he should get that from. It's just that, and that mentality has crept from the world into the church now.
Yes.
It's just lack of understanding of scriptures and you know, ignorance, serious ignorance.
www.radiofightthegrace.com. I'm your host, KC from Cassie, the Gospel Comedian. My second guest is my executive producer, John Mamabolo. After the break, yes, please heal and talk by the grace. Watch you.
Officially greet you koke jimkanzi wale polokwane bulobedu and I will also greet KK wagomuvango okay, no not wagomuvango KK wago by the grace and together with the listeners who are just listening now ke go bona kere dumelang a ge
ya ma Afrika ma ke ke bona John John mama bolo ba John mama bolo wa pa de great ba ba bolo ka na yo is my executive producer. Okay John, I just want to ask you this question. What is music actually? What is music? Music, king music.
Okay, now batho ba ga define ntwe ka kamakgwa e mentsi. But now if motho kore music ge ga opela kapa o leja something, we call that music. So a o ka kry-a le gore o opela something o le mo tseleng, then re bitsa gore ke music ntho eo.
Ok, Okay. No, I don't see a question here, but they gave us to come for Mr. Malagi. Mr. Malagi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for what Mama Bolo said, her music is done quite a bit. So, can you briefly just tell us, you know, what is music? And over we can support, is music important to our body, to our spirit, for artificial very much, but in our spirit, is music good now? Or is important?
Yeah, I would like to once again also thank Muruti Mamabolo for joining us in the studio. I think Mamabolo has said it very well, what music is, and in addition to that, you know, music, I mean, rather let me say sound has the ability of producing music. Music is basically a set of sounds that are put together in a certain rhythmic way. Anything, whether you are playing a harp, a drum, a what, once those things they are put and they make a rhythm, like a movement, a certain movement or a certain pitch, then that is called music. It could be bad music, it could be good music, but as long as there are certain sounds that are put together in a moving kind of way, then that is music.
Hold on. Okay, Pastor Malagi, as you say so, ne?
Yes.
Are they birds make music?
Yes. Actually, birds, you know, birds sing. Birds can sing songs. Okay. Birds can produce songs.
Do they know that they make music?
I'm not really sure of that.
Pastor Mamabolo.
Tobel.
Mamabolo.
Ahi.
Do birds make music?
Well, okay. To answer that question, the way the birds, that is how they communicate. Birds, they communicate in that way. So they won't know that they are singing, but that is their language when they talk. You know, they talk to each other in whatever they do, they talk to each other.
To us is a music. Yeah, Africa, man. If you don't shoot, now you are looking to buy the great radio. Yeah, on the so called Strange Hill and come to some of the Africa by the great radio. If you want to comment, you can call us on our studio number of 073-269-2731, or you can just WhatsApp us on 083-289-4658, or you can go straight to www.radiatedbythegrace.org or radiatedbythegrace.org. Africa, Nakuela, if you feel Pastor Malachi, can I go on a camo studio, John Mamabolo, can I go on a camo studio, some Mamu Rata, Nadina Mavankele, and we are all the questions some guys wanna be aware of more. Don't forget that today I'm a gospel comedian, but the jokes aside today, the Matauta can mean no. Hola, hola. Thank you.
Murisa cushion yali na gale.
My question is Batu. Nowadays, actually no, I don't know whether it's a procedure or what, because another is a Rinyaka Kraza Mugin and Siaka and Nella Mugre again. Okay, no. Why never look in a book, Yeltimisa Mujimu, Artimisan Mujimu, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 are a Arupel in coach. Let's sing a
Okay. All right. I get it. Okay, I get it. You've been taught a worry. We say things in this way. Oh, one. Kori. Is something that a person has been taught or egenya ka re batho ba rete modimo ke ra ropeleng kosha o bona gore ke setlwaedi gore is something that we have grown with it and it's already in us now. Agree, is like for example I want to give you an example in outside of the music, like let's say a person is told or before you can eat wearing a cap. You can eat wearing a cap. You must remove your cap before you eat. Now it is tried. It is something that is ailing. It is tried.
Yeah. Mr. Malachi.
Yes.
What can you say about that? What can you? In addition, way, what can you say about that?
In addition to what Maruti has said, it's true. It's something eloring rewoji over. Kenori, it has always been like that. And one of the reasons I know why that custom was developed was also because, you know, when the gospel and the church was coming to the rural areas, most of the rural areas whereby we had Bumagogo and then Bumdala, all these old people who were not really familiar with the quick moves on, you know, the just moving from worshiping, then praising, then dancing, then the moment you are crying,
So they had to, or rather, yeah, they had to develop a strategy in which to, you know, to accommodate all people, young, old, you know, so that they can move in one queue. Because if there was this thing already, somebody just says, we are dancing, then the next moment everyone is worshipping, there wouldn't be order. You know, for the sake of order, for the sake of accommodating all these people, there had to be an MC who will say, okay, now we are going to this direction. Now we are going to this direction. But Yona, it has no serious spiritual implication. It was just like Murphy said, this is quiet. It's a custom.
Okay, you are trying to tell me, or it's not a fault to do that?
No, it's not a force. It's not a force at all.
Okay, but when you come up by the grace, let me just say this. Maybe let me again, young, where last year, and that's the other one, she knows you had a comedy on a show. That time, after the book, there's a pastor, or is a general, or a actual watch. So,
I'm not sure if I understand you. Can you rephrase?
Some they close their eyes, some they didn't close their eyes, some they don't see.
Yes.
But
they need to be addressed. If somebody behaves like that, they need to be put into order. It's simple, or the person is out of order, and Utraya Udia spiritual things in a physical way. Yeah, that one is just out of order. It's similar to the other one I once had. Yeah, I once experienced, yeah, when you go to certain churches during their prayer service, Odzena Kwamunya Kobaungwa Legibambiri Aditang. And then about one you know, automatic tongues or Rika, what, those tongues. Then there will be a time in the service whereby they say brain tongues, then you have to produce that paper and begin to read. So those kind of things, I see, they don't fall under situation, they just out of order. Those are the things we need to correct, they are out of order.
I've seen this guy.
I'm still here. Okay, I think KK was supposed to answer this, but let me just answer it, Kokech.
Yeah.
All right. Agree, like, Tabayawulane,
yeah.
I see something that you plan that now I'm going to cry at church.
No, no, okay, hold on. This thing is...
So, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, if that's the case, because I never saw that happening. Mar, let me just say to you, Ori. Sometimes, as we spoke, or just quiet, people run this thing, Yauri, for my prayer to be heard. Like, I must maybe cry, or I must kneel down, or I must raise my hands up. Now, it's something that just quiet, Yauri. Somebody has been told, or your prayer will not be answered. Then you must cry. And but there's a point where the spirit will just touch you, and you start crying, not knowing that you are crying. That you end up being crying, but not knowing that you are crying. But I know that because recently I heard over Honali in a graveyard, Honali people that valoring the Baba Regina worry, what they do is they must just cry. Like the Baba regular or at the funeral, they just cry. So, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Well, even in church, some people they just cry. Because someday, that's what they do. Because I agree, you just mentioned or Baba Ngubai Panchadi. God, the person is preparing or she's preparing himself by taking out the tissue, putting the tissue ready. Meaning. That cry is not the cry from the being touched by the Holy Spirit or being touched by God. It's a cry that you planned that I want to cry. And you will see even when they cry, Kogecho, they, you know, when Abba Pumula, the tears, Agirba Nalid makeup, or one by Rahanya Niso, Hantlefe.
So
you see. But if it's the cry that you are really touched by God, you won't even like upumula hanyani, you know, because you sometimes you don't know that you are crying.
No, I think Muruji has explained it well. Or really, there are somebody Leona again. Here we say back to just why some people, in fact, they are just used to crying. And when they see people crying, they also cry. Baba, when they cry because of Matata, you know, ever get inside the church or tomorrow and Matata, then they cry. So it's many reasons, but of course there is that point whereby, you know, when the Holy Spirit, when God is doing certain things inside of you, sometimes you find or you feel the love of God so much so that you know, you can't help it, you just cry. You just feel the love of God being real in your body, in your mind, and in your everything, and you begin to cry. Or maybe God is talking to you and is rebuking you, and you begin to cry. Then those are some of the instances whereby people can cry in the presence of God. Or they are too excited and they are seeing what God is doing in their lives. But some, of course, are it's just custom on Otwailadino.
Maafrika madle liyavuya kama studio liyavuya arasa ya mabengele rina kile chungu kile kaya nwa ya di puchi so ya nwa ya di puchi ok kini yaka wuchika puchi so yewe ye mwonga yole ya wuchista mareki arasin na tuwa kwa mzumbo I just wanna ask this question are na is there any good music or ungodly music now?
Can you come again?
Is there any good music or ungodly music now?
Oh, okay.
So then I could say, are there some more fashion? You know, I'm interested in that. Are there some more fashion? Na eno limino mubuti ona limino fuo mubuti na mulka tshilari
the answer to that is yes. There is godly music and there is ungodly music. You must understand that every music carries a message. And every music, whether it's R&B, whether is it carries a message. Like Muruti said in the beginning when we're talking about, when you ask about the birds, or now when the birds sing, do they know that they are singing? And Muruti said, no, they are communicating. According to them, they are communicating. And then from our side, when we hear music. So meaning that music carries a certain message. Whether we are aware of we can hear the message or not, Mara, there is a message. So, to music carries a message. Every music carries a signal and a message in the spirit. Then that is why you find that if we are anywhere, I can be anywhere. You can make people cry, and then by playing music, not even the lyrics or maybe they are singing somebody's, no, just the lyrics, the music. The music, not the lights, the music that will be playing. People can be so sad. And you can also change that. People can dance and there's no lyrics, nobody's singing, but the music is beating and everyone is so happy. It's because every music carries a message. And now, if every music carries a message, there are some messages that are so bad. Like you look at a music like the rap music, for instance. Before you even go to the lyrics, just the beat, the way they will be tuned, it's like they're provoking certain things, you know, the I don't care kind of life, the I am the boss kind of. Before you even go to you look at music like rock and roll, like rock. Heavy music, you know, the dengue, and people will just be going so crazy. It's because that kind of music is so ungodly. And then there is, of course, music that is godly, and there is music that is not godly, and it's not bad. It's just normal music.
On the show called Drink, Heal, and Talk with Kevin Kanshi. I'm going to tell you, 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 I Is there any good music or ungodly music in addition form way?
Okay. So let me add on what Muruti has just said. Hore, that is true. There is a godly music and ungodly music. Because, like as Muruti has gave you an example of the rap. I mean, avashapa rap, uga speaker, asir, go. So if you are in a taxi or in the car, you will hear go. I mean, that is not godly. Now, it brings too much stress. Ne? Instead, let's say maybe I was stressed. Maybe I'm from work, I'm stressed. And then I enter into the car or the taxi, they play go. It's going to make my stress go higher. But if somebody plays the music that connect with the soul, now I'm going to be healed. That is why we say music heals and talk. No, strings heals and talk. In other words, when you play the music that is godly one, then your spirit will be healed.
Okay, hold on, Bruce. I'm going to go and put this here because if you can say if you can see, it will bring more stress. Okay, what about if I reduce the volume then the volume may go faster?
But still it's not going to make, even if you reduce the volume. But you will hear that no, it does not connect with the soul. You know, remember music, like when we talk to music, the music must connect with the soul. Not for the just hearing. Ne? Not for the, because when you read in the book of Second Corinthians, it talks about how difficult it is listening to the music, not hearing the lyrics, not understanding what it says. So it doesn't matter, even if that reggae is being composed. No, like not that reggae. I'm a reggae person.
Okay.
I'm a reggae person. So now there's a message in.
No.
Now I was saying that now for it doesn't matter if the important is the music. It must speak to the soul. Ne? You must able to hear. That string should connect with the soul. The string should connect with the soul. And then now, that's where we can say that is a godly music. The music that connects with the soul. I know that you can say to me, but what about they call it R&B or what? The one that say, because you love me. Well, one of the ones that Celine Dion. And the Red Sea. I don't know. I'll just give an example. Where do they fall on R&B or what? Where do they fall? On which category?
It's R&B and hip hop.
Between which one is hip hop? Which one is R&B?
Are you asking me or Pastor Nikki?
No, I'm just because the reason why. Remember, I wanted to when I answered the question, I wanted to answer even the one, because I know that you can ask me, okay, you're saying that the doop is not a godly one, but what about the soft one, like, you know, the Jibocha one, they said, I can't be with you tonight. I mean, I just want to answer into that aspect, so that you must not answer another question on top of. Yeah, that's why I wanted to know if that is R&B or what. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. The important thing is the music must be able to heal, must be able to talk to you. Let me just give you an example. Just an example. There's a song that I heard in Parsi. It's called munige munige. Now, okay. Will you say that song? What is the message of the song? Will you say that song will heal me? I just give you an example.
No.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. So I think you understand what I wanted to say.
Yeah. To add on what Muruti is saying, it's not about the volume. You can reduce the volume to be very low, and then if the sound and the music that is going into you is not a godly music, you know, it will still disturb you. Because like Muruti is saying, music is directly connected to your soul, whether you are aware or not. That is why they say music is a universal language, meaning that you can play the same music, and then you put a Chinese person and somebody from Congo, Ghana, Nigeria. If you can play a certain kind of music, you will see them responding. They don't know, they don't hear the lyrics, but they will respond in a certain way. Without even knowing the song. They don't know the song, but even you don't even have to put the volume high, but they will just respond in a certain way because music is directly connected to your soul.
Because I wanted to add, to give you the verse that I was quoting so that our listener, they can understand. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7. I just want to read it in English, just that I don't have it in Spanish, but they say, if musical instrument, flute, say, or harps are at play so that each note is distinct and in tune, how will anyone be able to catch the melody and enjoy the music? So in other words, if somebody plays the music or the flute or the harps or whatever, but you find that the notes, they not distinct, there is no connection between the notes, and then how will there's no tune, just playing, then how will the melody, how will the person be able to catch the melody and enjoy the music?
Yeah. And talk to you by the grace radio. Na pili chula pili kia na chula ima hai chubar ki betole betole chuni mi wa mali mavi anapa afa to alisa bardo vula la musika buka anamo ka buka mo yen richele di chika buka re 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 kwan li piri li au chindu wa li li ge kambar li sui le ka buka kandri ya ape ya re agar mai le bar di che I can't just mention that thing by name. It's illegal nowadays, so
Who will say it?
there has to be a way of bringing back, lest the whole church goes off tune. That's number one. Then number two, there is an instance whereby somebody can be off tune and they still the Holy Spirit decides to move. People are in tune. Everything just falls into the right place. And while that sense of tune, then in that case, nobody should do anything because now the Holy Spirit decided to take over regardless of whether the person is in tune or out of tune. Then again, if this thing is something that happens over and over again, we have to sit that person down and say, okay, it's fine. You are not really good in the area of singing and leading. What you can do, stay in the area of backup or just don't lead.
Mind you,
and then develop your skill.
Mind you, is a pastor that person?
Yeah, if it's a pastor, my prayer is that even us fellow pastors will let him know, you know what, for you to you know, you have to really work it. There are some pastors that I know, they know themselves that they cannot really sing. What they do, when they go to the pulpit, they would start a song and ask the worship team leaders to sing the song for them, you see. And then that is another way, because if you're not really gifted, you know, you will, in fact, you will even take yourself out of the spirit. But however, there are people who are shy, Jamal. The Holy Spirit decides to take over.
You know,
they are not good, but the Holy Spirit takes over. In that case, nobody has anything to say.
All
right. So, okay. Let me just say it in this way, Kokejo, and to our listener. Alright, Agiri, you know, I sometimes hear people most of the time, they say, I'm going to sing, but Oscar Chelejama Shahidi. I mean, people, they say that, or Ari, I'm going to sing, but Oscar Chelejama Shahidi. Though they say, Agiri Mulari, Mudimuarna Unyaga Perfection.
Yeah.
Mudimuarna Perfection. So, okay, there's a point where, let's say maybe, you know why there is a practice.
Yeah.
Agri practice, yeah. It helps for the, like, it helps. Like, when you practice, it helps you so that you flow with the guys who are playing. But in case where the spirit leads you to do that song that you didn't practice, obviously the spirit will help you so that people do not notice that you ushaidiji. Alright. Correct. They won't notice you ushaidiji because the Holy Spirit has influenced you to do the song. But as I'm saying, sometimes it's very difficult, Gore. And like Motaopele, Ashaeje. And then the omukarektulle, sometimes it's awkward. Mutu fila ukar no man igari somehow unanar nagahon wabel. But which in this case kita wayori, when somebody correct me or tell me that, you know what, I think that song you didn't do it right. I agree the reason why there is a practice.
It
helps in. I was telling some other people, Giri, now I have a problem. Yaure, I go to practice. Ne? A person goes to practice or practice are I Jerusalem. Understand? I have a problem. Yaure, I go to the practice only to practice are I Jerusalem. I mean, you know, you need to practice another songs so that when you sing, you can excel. Agree, when you sing, you don't sing to please people anyway. You sing to worship the Lord. There's two different between if I'm singing at the gig, ne? Agree, when I go in the gig. In the gig, I just sing to entertain people. In a gig, you know, gig. Like normally, I entertain people. So the person will make sure he's taking time into that song and he's gonna follow the way they are. Agree, is in the gig, people they paid. but in the presence of God in the church sometimes, you can't follow whatever that is written there. You can start a song recently, Mudimu Awisa, to another level, and you find that the song already it changed it altogether. I don't know if I did. I try to answer it, but my what I wanted to say, Gore, whatever that we need to do it perfectly. I know there's a point. Lelo, you practice it. When I look by, is on the way. Wagrau, Uruwe Tomaga, Bargain, Anya, Nuru, we Tomaga voice ya go dim, and then Wagrau watabas kwana we itena sharp. But obviously, then Mudimu will help you. And Ukraine will end up being Wazana sharp, and then people must notice anything.
Yeah. By the grace of I'm going to go to the grace of What's going on with the number? Can you describe for them with you? is he or she doing a good thing? How can I answer this question, please?
I would say the how whether it's good or bad, it determines on how they are doing it. For instance, if they are doing it orderly, then it's good. Mara, if there is disorder, then it's not good. For instance, let's say we now get a worship team, then the person is there, then uno zena, sometimes the practice is not there, maybe even in singing is not that good. Then the next moment, after in worship team, then the next moment, then the next moment, if there is disorder, and everyone inside there is disturbed by the way they are doing it, then the person should be called to order and then have a specific department. But if, especially if the ministry is just starting, Wagrelor, this man is a man of many talents, then it is good, because there are some people, Valor, they can play, they can play instruments, they can sing, they can interpret, they can do that. And Wagrelor, at that particular time, there is a need for this man to come and sing. And then there is a need for this man to go and play a certain musical instrument. Then if it's that way, it is acceptable. If it's not in that way, I mean, we have got the worship team, it's complete. Mara yena still usake beagari. We've got a band complete, mara still over galvona. Then we've got in department then that way in a disorder. The person should be called to order, okay, no, it's fine. You really have the zeal to work for God, but now we would like you to concentrate on this department. Yeah.
So
yeah, you can speak what you say in addition.
Okay. So now, okay. Let me just answer that in this way. Alright. Agree, okay. As Murdi has mentioned already, we don't know what is his motive. Ne? Now, if we don't know what is his motive, because if we knew his motive, because agri people, they have different motive. The person can do that in order for another motive. But if a person is doing that for the good motive, let's say maybe Greg is a trauma. Obviously, Greg is a trauma, you can't have everything. Utala lori, Greg to Emilia Marauna Ashar. Then somebody can do the Ashar in the very same person. And then Ghana Goya, ya president of CPI, a microphone open. But if you lure Greg in a lead the capacity about what they can do that, and then that is wrong. But unless if Batwaba Ling they don't want to do, I go to the point where Batubasa Nyagudi, Rabba Fila or no, we can't do it. So that's what I'm saying. If there's that person who's always want to do everything, like being Asha, and the rest and everything, all those things are fed. Now we look into the motive. If, as I told you an example, that Ugara Lori, there is no main power, and then that is that person is doing very good because there's no main power. And then in terms of ushering, Auna ushering, in terms of singing, Auna singing, Watabanya go up, then the person does those things, which is there's no problem.
Keyboard,
Okay, let me answer that this way. I got the worry, KK is a little thing, Mara. Okay. Now,
yes.
Okay. Eh, when get away, as I told you, sometimes you grow the root. I trust whatever one, which is wrong. Understand? Hey, which is wrong. Because I agree, Mudumuri filled him poor for Pana for Pana. You can't do the thing, as I told you, example, Ogre in the point, Yauri. But people that are there, Mara, they're not willing to do it. They are not willing to do it. Then Muruti is forced to do that because Matabawana Mara, ba available, like physically, Mara doing it, they don't want to do. Maybe that's the reason why Muruti, Afelaja keyboard, Ajem Nielo, Adreje kafela jadi zira. Ne, it's because maybe watababa wana mara they not willing to step in and assist.
Yeah, that's true.
What can you say about this one?
No, I completely agree with what Muruti is saying. It depends on the situation. It could be that there are no people valor they can take over, or the people that should take over, they are so troublesome and they are not committed. You find that at the end of the day, the pastor has to take over abe all round until God blesses him with that. And then if there are people, but there are people inside the church, valor they are capable. We also need to know, Ori, what is it that is driving that man to do that? Is it because the people who are available are not wholeheartedly into the issue? Or maybe is it because of what? Is it greed? What is it? But we just need to check the motive.
Yeah, you are listening to Bible. And bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul, what's up, Yahweh? Yeah, 083-289-4658. Garlakamo, the number, Yahweh, 073-269-2731. Or Garlakamo, internet, radio,
Usike wale only by love, by the grace right here, by the national
Mr. Malaji is no longer in a studio. It is me and you. Yeah, it is me and you. So Mr. Malaji, somehow I think the line, he had a problem with the line or something.
Now, is this thing important or not important for a church in a meeting committee? Yeah, a committee like a secretary, chairperson, deputy, what was the pressure around?
Okay. I think it's important because you can't do things alone, no one. You can't do things alone. Like sometimes you need to write letters. The person who write the letter is a secretary. Now this person who hold money is a treasurer. So you need those department in the church. Like it is important for the church to have secretary, to have the treasurer for the smooth running of the church. That's the important.
Most of people are young people and are not worthy to be trusted.
Okay.
So
agree, if they are young people, you can use those young people. You can use the young people. Okay. You can use the young people to help you.
So if you have any problem, how are we going to address? Because I'm already to the father, he made the ceremonial.
You can take it to the bank or somewhere. You can't. It's very difficult.
Okay, like I ever this challenge.
I understand, but agribanung obviously treasurer if we do a chelet, then legacy risk gauri aita maise yanani wani banki. I mean agree aita maise vila aza maga takes yala piece.
If you are driving now, if you are on the traffic, I'm going to go to the hospital. the name of Jesus, the river of the name of Jesus, the river of the name of
Can you start again? Okay. Question. It is. Agree if you can look in the beginning when Mudimu created a human being.
Yeah.
He created a human being in order for a human being to worship the Lord.
Mm.
That is why God created us so we can worship Him. That is why in the book of Luke, Bible re re Jesu abana miji pokolo. People, they started having a problem. Jesus, they had a problem. So Jesus Christ, if baga stop ang worship, That's why I'm saying it is very important for us to worship the Lord.
Which one is illegalization? I wanna know which one is that one, Kugachi.
No. Something is legalized.
What is that is legalized?
Okay, I think it's I don't know, maybe you can justify for me as you love me, right?
I'm not getting the question very correct, Gogacho.
What's going on? Because I understand this thing. Locally, never root. Are crossover. You tell us in the congregation. This year is year of success. Another one is this year is the year of breakthrough. This year is a year to deliver. This year is the year of power. So now I don't understand who to send it to the man.
Okay, all right. I get you, Gogacho. All right. Yeah. Every year, every person, each and every church, they have what we call, they said this is the year of breakthrough, the year of prayer. They said Mudimu told them that. Okay, they said Mudimu told them that. God, according to what they say, Gore. Or are they, like, because maybe the church is 2000. This year is the year of receiving. This year, I mean, it somehow complicated. Because agri mudimu asimudimu wa tlaka tlaka like mudimu wa yeah, like if he tell you something, he will tell somebody to confirm. God, there should be a confirmation. Yeah. Unless if that person was praying, meaning that is for his own. Now, because that revelation is for his own, he mustn't tell anyone. It is for his own that this year is for him to pray. You understand? Unless if he was praying alone and then he got that message. Now you mustn't put it all over that this year is the year, for you only then. Because Mudimu, like as Mudimu Atlagatlagan, whatever that he says, somebody will confirm it.
Yeah, Hallelujah.
To our listener who are listening to us, I want to say to them that the music or the strings heals and talk. It is important to check what kind of music are you listening, and that music should heal your soul. But sometimes we will sing, we will go down. What I want to encourage you is just tune in and listen to the music. If you feel like it's in the evening, like, just play the song or music that will uplift your soul. That's what I can say in short.
Is 3 o'clock and now is 6 o'clock and we start to get some now and I'm gonna be gonna kill a yet in a feeling can be after my love for she's young and I'm gonna be like what it says to God that I'm gonna be my existence is a young music today gonna be like what it says to God my life yeah that's what I first of my life she's gonna go la wa le gonna go to the baby she's gonna be like yeah that's what I'm gonna be like what it says to God my life
to meditate, to read, but you know, to be able to tell us what I'm saying.